Good morning. And how are you? I came in late from Cincinnati last night at a great conference, men's conference of 1,300 men in Cincinnati. But I'm exhausted, so I came in before Mass. I was talking to the servers about, you think I can get away with sleeping throughout the whole Mass today? And Ron Snippert says, well, Father, the people do it. Why don't you? And I'm miserable. Pagan child. Anyway, I'm sure you don't all sleep through the whole Mass, only my homily, correct? Yes, Father, pagans. Anyway, so what we're going to focus on today in the Gospel in the first reading is what does it mean to be a disciple? Huh? Because Jesus ends the Gospel with that this is how you're going to be glorified, to glorify my Father by you becoming my disciples. And then we begin in the first reading, and they were afraid of Paul. Can you imagine? They were afraid. I kind of like that. Anyway, they were afraid of Paul, and they were not convinced that he was a disciple, right? So here is Paul, one of the great apostles, that they weren't even sure he was a disciple of Jesus, and here's Jesus saying, I want you to be my disciples. So what does that mean? Well, we begin with how the way they explained that Paul was a disciple is first they said that he had an experience of Jesus. So for us to truly be a disciple, and a disciple is so different than one that just shows up at church on Sunday. You know, you go and you can go to every football game or basketball game, and you're not a disciple of football or basketball, you're what? A fan. You can go to church every Sunday and be a fan of Jesus, because that's what we do. We become fans. But Jesus is not interested in being fans, huh? He's looking for disciples. You know, when I got up, I went and I spoke at the poor 8:30 Mass before, and I was yelling about being fans because they have very few people who do any kind of ministry at that Mass. And I said, Jesus Christ is not the least bit interested in you being a fan of his. If you're sitting here doing nothing, you're a fan. You need to sit there and get involved. Now, do you understand why those people don't like me at the 8:30 Mass sometimes? It just gets me. But every week, it's like pulling teeth to get people to minister. Just to sit there and greet people at the doors, I don't want to be bothered. People just want to come to church, sit there, get their time in, get their stamp, and walk out. Those are fans. You might be a fan. But Jesus isn't interested in more fans. He's interested in disciples. So the first thing a disciple has to be is someone who's had an experience of Jesus. And the way we have an experience of Jesus is through prayer. Thanks, Ed. Everybody, everywhere I go, you know, everybody says, I want to meet Ed. Because when I listen to my homilies every week, because I want to meet Ed. Can you bring Ed with you sometime on one of your talks, Father? Because everybody wants to meet Ed. Because Ed's the only one that responds. But anyway, so we need to pray. This is what we got to do. So we have to have this intimacy of God every day in our life. So if we're going to have a checklist, the first checklist to be a disciple, check, is I have a daily, intimate, committed, listening prayer life with Jesus Christ. Huh? So again, I'm giving you some very practical things. If you're not fitting this, then this isn't my fault. I'm just telling you. So the first thing is I have intimacy of prayer. And again, when you and I have that intimacy of prayer, prayer is always more listening than it is talking. So do I have this, do I hear the Lord? Because that's what he heard. The Lord spoke to him. That's how he became a disciple. For us to be disciples, the Lord must speak to us. And he'll never speak to you unless you get silent in your prayer and say, speak, Lord, I'm listening. So that's the first part, to be a disciple. The second part, to be a disciple, is it says in the second reading that this is what God wants us. He wants us to love one another, right? Because again, if we take explicitly what does Jesus say about being a disciple, you know, today we hear from the 15th chapter of John. But if we go to chapter 13 of John's Gospel, verse 35, which you all should know by now, Jesus says in John chapter 13, verse 35, this is how all people will know you're my disciples because of your love for one another, right? So again, so when we talk about, so, but even though if I talk about we're all called to love each other, everybody here agrees with that, correct? But what does love look like? That's where we might have our discussion about it. Love looks like someone who lives their life for others. So what love looks like is they put other people in front of themselves. They go to the cross every day to love others. Huh? They get there and they live a life for others. That means that they're generous. You cannot be loving unless you're generous. Because loving means I give up my life for you. That means I give up my money for you. I give up all that I am for you. So if you say that, oh, I'm a loving person, are you generous with your money? No, you're a liar. Okay? We got that? Understand? So am I a person who am loving by being generous, not only with my money, but with my time and my gifts? Right? So my gifts, if you and I have been given gifts, let's say you can sing, but you don't sing in the choir, well, are you generous with your gift? The answer is no. Well, God gave you a gift. Why aren't you using it to build up his body? If you can read and you don't lecture, are you being generous with your gift? No. Again, if you do, you need to use the gifts that God has given you, and everybody here has gifts, right? Some have more gifts than others, some have fewer gifts, but everybody in this room has a gift. Do you use it for yourself? Or do you use it to build up the body of Christ? What do you do in the parish to build up the body, right? Because this is what love looks like. It's a life living for others. It's the gifts that you and I have to use to build up the body of Jesus. So again, what I want you to think about to be a disciple is Jesus wants you to use the gifts he gave you to build up his body. So how can you do that as the place you belong, this parish, to build up Christ and to build up his body? Huh? That's part of what love looks like. It's a life giving away in generosity to others. Okay? And then finally, the first checkbox is you have to have an experience of Jesus. That means you have committed prayer life. The second checkbox to be a disciple of Jesus means you're a person of love. That means a person that gives their life for others, is generous, serves in various ways, whatever it is, time with doing generosity. The third thing to be a disciple, and this is what's going to break, because you're thinking, okay, box one, check, box two, check. Ready for box three? No. Come on. Box three is what it says is then St. Paul, who had his experience of Jesus, it says in that first two sentences that he then went and what? Boldly proclaimed Jesus. He talked about Jesus. To be a disciple means that we disciple others and we share the gospel with others. So you might sit there and say, first box check, second box check, third box shut up, Father. But the reality is that this is how he proved he was a disciple, because he went and spoke about Jesus. So again, you don't have to sit there and have a sign on the back of your car, let me tell you about my Jesus. But you got to be able to share Jesus in the people around you. Again, I've used the example, can you imagine the day you and I die and stand before judgment, it's the last judgment, and he looks at you and says, come you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world, and you're all excited and you start walking towards the gates of heaven, and then you hear him look at the rest of the people and he says, get out of my sight, you condemned, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And you look around and when you turn around, there's your neighbors, there's your friends, there's members of your family, there are all these people you worked with, the people that you met, and they look at you and they cry out to you, why didn't you tell me? You told me gossip, you told me jokes, you told me money, you told me this, you told me that. Why didn't you ever tell me about Jesus? And can you imagine how you'll feel if you get to go to eternal life with God and they go to hell forever, and it was all because you didn't share with them Jesus? And again, to share with someone Jesus does not have to be where you're pounding him over the head, But it can be asking the Holy Spirit to use you every day to bring other people to Him. With that daily commitment to prayer of the Holy Spirit, you use me today, Lord. You don't have to go around and keep saying things. Just use me when it's appropriate, God, to speak something. And when you speak something about that to others, you just share with them what Jesus Christ has done for you. That, can anybody here talk about what Jesus Christ has done for them? Has Jesus done anything for you? Then share that. Tell people about that. And again, if you're afraid of that, ask the Spirit of God to do it within you. And again, if you can't even do that, then I encourage you to go to St. Paul Street Evangelization and get some. Like, everywhere I go, I have these miraculous medals. And like when tonight I'm driving into, I have to go to New Jersey for a parish mission this week, so I'll stay at a hotel somewhere tonight. And when I get there, I'll take a, but when I leave in the morning, I'll leave some money on the bed for the person that did that. I'll leave a miraculous medal, which I'll bless. And then I'll sit there and put a little thing about the miraculous medal. I just witnessed to Jesus and his mother, and I didn't say a word. You can do that when you go and you eat at a restaurant. You take a miraculous medal, a little card, and with your tip, you put that on there. Or you get a prayer card about accepting Jesus. Everybody here can do something like that. You don't have to even talk to the person. You leave it there when they get the money. Oh, thank you. And then, oh, wonder what this is. You open their heart to receive Jesus. So today, Jesus wants us to glorify the Father by being a disciple. We have to have an experience of Jesus through prayer. We got to be a person who lives that experience through love. And we got to share this Jesus with everyone he calls us to share him with. And then we will be his disciples. And then we will give glory to the Father. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.